how do you teach your kids about spending money? And how early should you start? That's the subject of a book out today by financial writer Beth Kobliner. She served on President Obama's Advisory Council on Financial Capability for Young Americans. And her book is called Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. She joins us now. Welcome.
Oh, great to be here.
And what would you say is the biggest mistake that parents make when it comes to teaching their kids about money?
I think that parents get so afraid that they don't know enough that they don't really talk about it. And then when their kid is maybe going into college or right out of college, they get really mad at them for not understanding money basics and how to save and how to invest and not getting into debt. So I think not talking really is the biggest mistake parents make.
What if they don't know enough?
If they don't know enough, they have to read my book.
Right,
yeah. Well, that's the point. That's why I called it Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. And I feel like so far the best compliment I've gotten was from a mom blogger who said, well, the secret of your book really is you're teaching parents all the stuff they don't know, and then they could teach their kids. And I do think, and I've always said for the last 25 years I've been doing this, that understanding the basics of money, understanding compound interest and how not to get into credit card debt or how to get out of it is so simple when you kind of think about it very clearly and you just kind of spell out what are the five or six things you need to know. And I believe that explaining that to kids can be part of your everyday conversations with them. You don't have to sit down and have a big talk. But if you know, for example, studies show if you cave into your preschooler's demand at the checkout line, that actually could make him more likely to misuse credit cards as an adult. Mm. Or the fact that, you know, allowance is one of those topics that parents really sweat about. Like, oh, should we, shouldn't we, should we tie it to chores? And the bottom line there is no answer. I looked at over two dozen studies. Some say giving allowance makes your kid become entitled. Some say giving your kid allowance makes them become more self-reliant. The most important thing is to be consistent and tell your kid what the money they have is to be used for and what you're going to pay for separately.
And by the way, you say don't tie chores to allowance.
That's right. I mean, there was an interesting study out of University of Minnesota that found that when you give kids chores at young ages, 3 to 5 years old, and you don't want to tie it to money because that sort of takes away the idea that this is a responsibility that's part of being a family, being a team. And when you give kids allowance very early, when they're older, they do very well when they're trying to get a job or to they're more consistent in graduating from school. And there are all these studies now showing how when we do things when kids are really little, in fact, by age 3, they're saying now kids can really understand basic money concepts like exchange or something has value. My favorite thing was I was on Sesame Street with Elmo a couple of years ago and got to teach Elmo about savings. And what was interesting, they actually did a study after the show and they had a group of parents who watched it, a group of parents who didn't. And they found that the parents who watched the show with their kids, not only did their kids learn about money, but the parents, more parents started to save. So I feel like this is one of those topics that, you know, you go to the store, you talk about needs and wants. We, you know, really need milk, but we really want chocolate milk. And how do you live a daily life without having to sit down and have very long conversations, but can offer age-appropriate information to, say, 11 or 12-year-old who wants to know about investing. I think they're just basic concepts that people can understand their own situation better, but and then most importantly, explain to their kids what they hope they wish they knew when they were younger.
How early should a kid start investing, or how early should they even open up a bank account for themselves?
Right. Well, opening a bank account, you know, a lot of this was when I was a kid, when I was about 7 or 8, there was a local bank. We went and we got our checkbook savings, passbook account. And it was so exciting. And you see, and now everything's done online. I think kids don't see their parents paying bills anymore with the check register at the kitchen table. So I think
or going to the bank and putting the money in that little vacuum tube and watching it go
yes.
up. Remember those?
Yes, yeah. yes. And I think that now the importance of going to a physical bank with your kid by age, say 7, 8, 9, and explaining what you're doing and saying, we're putting our money here because it'll be protected. And also, we're going to put our money here because we'll get a little extra money called interest and explain what that is. And then they'll be really bummed when they hear it's only 0.5%. But you could also shop around for banks online with them. And that experience, I think, for a kid can really make a difference. And you remember those things. I mean, you really remember, gee, I got a higher interest rate, or my mom was buying a TV, so I found it cheaper online, and she let me save a certain percentage of how much I saved for her. I think those kind of lessons are really valuable and are also memorable when you're a kid.
We're speaking with Beth Koebleiner, whose new book is called Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. And Beth, what about credit cards? When should a kid get a credit card?
I would say junior year in college.
Oh, so not until they're 20, 21, 22 years old.
Exactly. And here's why. And that sounds sort of radical. Now, a lot of us got credit cards when we were in college. There were tables and you just sign your name. One girl, just woman, told me recently, yeah, she was at a frat party. Someone handed her a card. She just signed her name and that was it. She got the credit card. I think that, first of all, the Card Act of 2009 that was passed said you have to be 21 in order to get a credit card if you don't have a parent cosign or if you don't have any income, which I think is a really good thing. A lot of parents have been cosigning credit cards with kids. And I think one issue there is, in some cases, the kid may or may not be building up credit. So you have to check, because that's obviously something you want to start thinking about when you're giving a kid a credit card. But also, it could mess up your credit as a parent.
Right.
I think that starting in, say, junior year, it makes sense because a child is used to being out on their own. And I think having a credit card, then they can start buying things and paying it off. But I have to say, a lot of people I know have told me they sent their kids to college, and really smart kids. And one, you know, a couple of times I've heard the same story. Their kid called and said, I was hacked. My debit card account was hacked. And the parents said, what do you mean? They're like, all the money's gone. And then they go through it and you're like, well, I did actually go out to dinner with my friends. And I did take a trip to DC. Yeah. So I think, you know, there's so many new things you have to do when you're on you're in college and you're starting college. And getting a credit card junior year or senior year is not a bad idea. I do think there's a myth running around. Parents are a little stressed out, like, oh, our kid has to have credit, you know, a good credit record by the time they're 20 or 21. There's time. You can do this. And I think that we've learned that from previous generations, obviously, that getting in too much credit card debt can be really problematic throughout your life. And I think that millennials, we do see now, are doing that a lot less.
Well, I'll save people at least one page of your book by giving advice that I've learned over the years, especially in covering personal finance issues, that you should always pay your credit card bill in full if you can every single month. Do not carry a balance. It is the dumbest thing to do from a financial perspective.
Yeah, and we've gotten away from that. You know, that was certainly the case. My parents were Depression generation, so they never, ever, in, you know, my dad's 87, and in his whole lifetime, he'd never paid a late payment. And then it became really, you know, current for people to say, yeah, I have a lot of credit card debt, and I carry it from month to month, and that's how I finance my lifestyle. And hopefully, I mean, I think we have moved back to some extent in sort of realizing how insanely expensive that is. And you're right, one late payment, you know, it's not like handing in a paper late. If you hand in a paper late, maybe they shave off a little bit of your grade. Well, if you hand in a credit card payment late, it will be on your credit record, and it could be there for 7 years, and it drops your credit score.
And you're paying 25% interest or whatever.
Not to mention that. Exactly. So I think those are all conversations. When you have them with kids, you know, even middle schoolers, they're kind of interested in the stuff. They want to know about money. And I think talking about it can really make it interesting to them, and they'll remember.
Before it's time for somebody to get their own credit card, you say, don't ever give your kid your credit card number when they want to buy something. Why not?
Well, it's such a common scenario now, unfortunately. And it almost, you know, happened to me as a parent. I have a 13-year-old and calling out, hey, mom, can I order this, you know, for my birthday in advance? Like, okay, that seems like a reasonable thing. And you give them your credit card number, and before you know it, they have access to that number. And not my son, but kids will sort of start either charging things or entering the number, it's become way too casual. I think 20, 30 years ago, you'd never just hand your kid your credit card and say, here, charge what you want. So I think there's a lot of re-education we need to do as families about, you know, the very basics of, I work, I have a job, let me take you to my job. This is where I work and this is how I make money and that's how we buy things. And really talking about, you know, we have priorities as a family and there are trade-offs. And one thing is, if I decide to type in my credit card number, you don't have access to that number. And we certainly don't share information online, whether it's our address or the school you go to or any bank information. It's just too easy, as we all know, for that information to get into the wrong hands.
That's Beth Kobliner. Her new book is Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. It's got tips for kids, although quite frankly, it could probably be used by a lot of adults too, who never learned some of these things. So Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.